Terezin or Theresienstadt. If you drive around 45 minutes north of Prague, through the rolling green hills of northern Bohemia, you'll come to a small town surrounded by fortress walls, a deep moat, and a massive red brick fort that stands guard at its entrance. This fortress and its barracks town was built during the reign of the Austrian Emperor Joseph II in the 1780s, mostly to guard the northern part of his empire from Prussia. But the Prussians never came. And after 1918, there was no more Austrian Empire, and the Czechoslovak army moved into town. But when Nazi Germany dismembered the country in 1939, the Czechoslovak army was disbanded, and at the end of 1941, this fortress town was turned into a ghetto for Czech, Austrian, German, and later for other Jews. The name of this town, Theresienstadt in German, Terezin in Czech. And that is where we are now, sitting in the prim, well-tended town square of what was once the ghetto. Some 140,000 Jews were imprisoned here between 1941 and 1945. Around 33,000 died here, mostly the elderly, the sick. 88,000 Jews were sent from Terezin to death camps in German-occupied Poland, mostly to Auschwitz-Birkenau. At war's end in 1945, some 9,000 Jews were still alive in Terezin. 150 of those were children. My name is Edward Sarad, and I'm the director of Centropa. Between 2001 and 2007, our team in Prague interviewed 43 elderly Jews, 28 of them had been deported to Terezin. Of those, 21 were later sent from Terezin to Auschwitz-Birkenau. In this podcast season, we're going to hear excerpts from four of our interviews, three women and one man, all of whom were sent here during the war, and each of them will paint a picture of what it was like to be interned here. Their stories are read for you in English by actors from London. We'll soon post Czech language versions of these stories as well. Please see the show notes for links to more information about each of our four interviewees, and we also provide links to historical essays and books we recommend. Thank you for joining us for this season of Centropa Stories, which was made possible by CERV, Citizens' Equality, Rights, and Values of the European Commission's Education and Culture Executive Agency.